Hello and welcome to the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Well, for this show, it's only gonna be two of us. It's just me and Nick, because
Just how it should be.
yeah, well, Hayden decided to take responsibility and do his schoolwork and stuff. What a bum.
God,
So,
priorities.
I hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving week. Hope you were safe over Black Friday. Shopping on those days are very it's a very
It's a
not
life
fun
and death,
time.
Marcus. It's
Yeah.
very hectic, very scary.
You know, to be fair, like I actually woke up early to shop. I don't go to school. Hey, man, I don't wake up on time for class. But as soon as you give me a deal on the Nintendo Switch, I'm at GameStop at 9 in the morning.
I feel that. I'm
I
waiting till Christmas for Nintendo Switch, so.
Hey. All right, well, let's get into it. So Thanksgiving game, Thanksgiving Day, three games. So let's start off with the Chicago Detroit game, 23-16. Chicago beats the Lions, and if I'm correct, they are basically. Oh, let me check. They are like two games off of the NFC, top of the NFC. If the Saints or Rams slip up at all. Not
Yeah.
probably not going to happen, but
Maybe
they
Bears are
seem
there
to
waiting in
be,
the wings.
yeah. It was kind of impressive just the fact that they were able to beat the, not that the Lions are that great, but they backup
It
quarterback
honestly,
Chase Daniel came in and
nah,
played well, so
didn't surprise me one bit. Not a bit.
yeah, Lions aren't that great.
This was the exact outcome I saw. It was a little bit higher scoring than I thought it would be, but I thought it was going to be the Chicago Bears defense making plays. Slash Matthew Stafford not making plays and making mistakes, which yeah, exactly what happened.
Well, Bears continue to stay hot and keep their division lead. The Dallas Cowboys take the lead in their division as they beat the Washington Redskins 31-23 at home. Big games from Zeke, Amari Cooper, and Dak Prescott. We'll talk about Zeke a little later. And then on Thursday night, the Atlanta Falcons went to New Orleans and got smacked 31-17.
What a great game to watch.
Man, I didn't watch the game except because, I was busy doing other things because I'm not going to watch the Falcons on Thanksgiving night at the moment. Even though I did predict that this game would be a little close, I was just,
This
yeah.
is about the margin I saw, 14 points.
I wouldn't have, I thought it was going to be a one touchdown game, but I mean
No.
the Falcons lost a lot of mistakes, and I was there to watch the Calvin Ridley fumble right before he got in the
The
end zone. So,
tragedy. Can't even get the garbage time points.
if I'm correct, they had three red zone fumbles, right?
At least two. I don't know about three.
Okay, yeah,
It was
messy
at least
game for
two.
them.
Yeah.
I mean,
The kind of game you can't really afford to have against the Saints.
yeah, and Drew Brees just playing as well as he always does. Best part is he threw touchdowns to five different people, if I'm correct, and all
To
random
four different
people.
people. Yeah.
Four different?
Yep.
Yeah, none of them were the main.
No
None of
one was
them
Michael
really people you.
Thomas, Alvin Kamara, or Mark Ingram.
Yeah, all had. But that's the kind
Kirkwood,
of game.
Tre'Quan Smith.
Yeah, that's the kind of game that a quarterback like Drew Brees can give you. Just slinging around and to random people. Yep. All right.
Actually, I do want to go back to the Cowboys Redskins game for a second. I
Go
don't
ahead.
think the Cowboys took the lead in this division. I don't think they're giving it up the rest of the year.
You know, and we'll talk about it a little later because the Eagles did play Sunday. But yeah, I mean the Cowboys, ever since acquiring Amari Cooper and these last few weeks, they've been looking really, really good. And I mean, so they lost the Titans, but ever since then, I mean, beat the Eagles, in Philly, beat the Falcons in Atlanta, and I mean, beat the Redskins at home. So it's they've won, and not to say that the Eagles that those three teams are world beaters, because the Eagles are have been struggling all year, the Falcons have been struggling all year, and the Redskins
Yeah.
just lost their quarterback. But it's a good sign to see that their offense has kind of woken up a little. And I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know why they just decided that now they should do this, but I feel like feeding Zeke is kind of a good idea. It's not
Yeah.
like the guy is one of the best running backs in the league.
They gave him
What do we
26.
know?
Yeah, they've definitely.
Yeah, I mean, look, what do we know? He's only the leading
Yeah.
rusher in the league. So, yeah.
I, this division is really there for the Cowboys taking. I mean, the Redskins aren't going to do anything now without Alex Smith. The Eagles are almost out of it. The Giants are out of it. I mean, this is really, unless they have a major slip up, this division's theirs.
I think the crazier thing that is that if the Giants had beat the, well, okay, we'll cover that in the or do it just Giants beat the Giants lost to the Eagles 25-22,
They blew a big lead.
blew a big lead. It was looking Saquon was having a big game,
Yeah.
and it just it I mean it was messy, and the thing is that if I remember correctly, the Eagles had about five or six of their DBs injured, and
They were missing all three starting corners, a starting middle linebacker, and a starting safety.
yeah, at the end of the day, Odell was saying that I guess attacking the pass defense wasn't in their plans, and
Another one of his, passive aggressive shots at the
yeah.
team.
I mean, look, man, that not to say that the Giants are as bad as we expected, because they've been as bad as they've been really bad, but I kind of do think that I had a little more hope for Eli. I'm like, you know what? Eli's going on
I
the
did too.
down.
I didn't expect this. I expected something,
I'm like,
not
you
this.
got weapons. Like, you give any other quarterback these kind of weapons, any other quarterback that's like, excuse me, not
Competent.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah, competent.
Yeah, I mean, any competent quarterback or average quarterback. They do a lot of big things with this. I mean, Sterling Shepard, Odell, well, not Evan Ingram, because funniest thing is, I think one of
Nah,
the notable
man.
things is that Evan Ingram was announced out from this game, but not before the
At
game,
kickoff. Yeah,
at
after kickoff.
kickoff, like 16 minutes in, man. That is just irresponsible, but that's that organization. Hopefully they get better, but other than that,
Yeah.
the Eagles, I mean, good win for them. I guess you stay in the playoff hunt, but other than that, I mean, they haven't
Yeah.
been looking good. Like, we got that game out of the way. New England beats the Jets. The Jets kind of gave them a fight in the beginning, but New England
I mean, this
wins
was your
out.
traditional New England versus Jets game.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a slugfest, run the ball. This is what most of your games look like.
Yeah. I mean, Sony Michel, in his, I guess, his first game,
Return.
yeah, he came back last week if I remember correctly, but or against the Titans, sorry, but this game he was fully featured, 21 rushes, 133 yards and a touchdown. I mean, he played well.
He did really good.
It was good to see Gronk catch a touchdown. So who knows, maybe the Patriots offense clicks a little more. Rex Burkhead's back, so who knows, maybe yeah, maybe they get better. The Baltimore Ravens defeat the Oakland Raiders 34-17,
In a game
and
no one has any interest in.
I mean, I had interest in it, but that's because I had Lamar Jackson as my fantasy quarterback.
I'd like to point out my biggest takeaway from this game, Gus Edwards, again, with triple digit rushing.
Yeah, I mean, look,
23 carries, 118 yards. They don't care about Alex Collins anymore.
if you were, yeah, I don't think he got one rush. He didn't even touch the ball.
Yeah,
If
I've.
and going into the season, I mean, Alex Collins was pretty good last year, right? And then
Yeah,
going in,
he was decent.
yeah, he was solid. I mean, he was a good running back. And then going into the season, we're like, oh man, Alex Collins could be really big for this team. And it just seemed like he had fumble issues. He just couldn't get in a rhythm. And then they started letting Buck Allen play. And I mean, now, then they went out to get Ty Montgomery. And I mean, look, this is, I'll just name the rushers. So, Gus Edwards, 23 rushes. Lamar Jackson, 11. Ty Montgomery, who joined this team like 4 weeks ago, 8. And Buck Allen, 1. So I don't know. I guess they see something in Gus Edwards, and maybe we could see a star running back in the making. But he's been playing well. And Lamar Jackson, I mean, he could play better, but I think that.
Wait, I'd also like to point something else out. Alex Collins was inactive for this game.
Maybe was he injured? Because I'm pretty sure he was healthy.
It doesn't say anything about it being a healthy scratch, so I'm going to assume he had like a last minute injury come up.
Probably.
He's an
Yeah.
undrafted rookie. I did not know that. I've never heard of this guy
Who?
before last week.
Oh, Gus
Gus
Edwards?
Edwards.
Yeah. And
consecutive 100-yard rushing week. Dang, dude. This guy's good.
Yeah. We've talked too much about this game.
Yeah, we have.
Although, wait, Baltimore, I mean, I guess they're still in the playoff race, yeah. Yeah. 6-5, the last wild card spot. So who knows, maybe they keep it. I mean, yeah, this week kinda helped them look a little better. They're looking a little better on offense, in my opinion, with Lamar Jackson. A little more dynamic, but yeah. Moving on, the Buffalo Bills beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-21.
Oh, man, I saw highlights this game, and it looked like one of those things. Look, the highlight of the game was the fight that happened.
Okay, I'm just going to name the passing. I'm just going to read off the passing statistics. Blake Bortles, 12 completions off 23 attempts, 127 yards, one touchdown, two picks. Josh Allen, 8 for 19 on passing, 160 yards, and one touchdown. But rushing-wise,
13 for 99 and a touchdown.
I mean, Leonard Fournette had a good game, too.
And hang on. Some guy named Robert Foster had two catches for 100 yards and a touchdown. Who?
Kelvin Benjamin, 1 for 32. Both these teams are just not good. Although, I'll give Buffalo credit. They have they've won four games. I don't know how. They have the same record as the Falcons. I guess that's the...
That's something, yeah.
That is something. I mean, look,
I don't think anybody expected the Falcons and the Bills to share a record.
No, going into the season, not at all. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what else there is to say. Both teams suck.
Leonard Fournette suspended for a game. Shaq Lawson didn't get a punishment.
Hey, what? Wait, didn't Leonard Fournette initiate the fight? If I'm correctly,
he came off the bench to start the fight, which was the issue.
That's a no-no. But yeah, messy situation. Moving on, the Seattle Seahawks defeat the Carolina Panthers 30-27. And Russell Wilson does it again, helping lead his team leading his team to a last minute win.
Sorry. Yeah, the only thing I have to say about this game is RIP the creator of SpongeBob. And, this was a sweet, sweet victory. Yes. Watching the Panthers go down.
Yes. Our little biased friend cannot join us today, so we're going to relish in the
live
fact that
this team
lost.
Die by the Gano.
Man, and I watched the ending of that game. It was crazy. I mean, I don't remember how – it wasn't that bad of a field goal. Like, it wasn't a bad distance. It wasn't something that Gano hasn't – Gano made a 60-yarder this year.
He made a game-winning 63-yarder.
Yeah. So, I mean, Russell Wilson doing what he has to do, setting up clutch wins. And don't look now, but the Seahawks are in playoff contention. Yeah, earlier in the year, man, they looked really bad on offense, but
they Russell Wilson's brought this team back.
Yeah.
Also, while we're still on this game, I want to say, while we're on it, I'm just gonna, my player of the week is Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
17 carries, 125 yards and a touchdown. 11 catches for 112 yards and a touchdown.
Offense goes through him.
You can add four players together and not get his stats.
That offense goes through him. He's a really good player.
Yeah. You could say he's a good player.
Yeah, going into the season, I think my one thing was that because I remember last year it was, if I remember correctly, it was Jonathan Stewart handled all the carries, most of them, or split carries, but then Christian McCaffrey got all the receiving work. But it seems like there's no need
for. He's really taken over the workhorse role.
Yeah, and he's been really good at it, and I mean it's helped Carolina. Not in this game.
Even though they've fallen in three consecutive games.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say that, man. Like, I think the weird thing is, I remember a few weeks ago, I did say, I'm like, hey, the Panthers could threaten the Saints for the division lead. And it's just seemed that since then, maybe I jinxed the Panthers.
If you did, good on you.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought that this team not I don't think they're at the same level talent. They're not as talented as the Saints. But yeah, I mean, I thought that
No, they're not.
maybe they can catch him on a game and make it interesting. So yeah,
The
moving on.
Panthers reek of a 9-7 team to me.
Yeah. Hey, all right, moving on. The Cleveland Browns pick up their fourth
Whew.
win as they defeat the Cincinnati Bengals 35-20. And if I'm correct, since or I'm not even correct. All right, Cincinnati started the season 4
And
and
one.
1, and now
Yep.
they're 5-6.
They're on pace for the worst single season defense in NFL history. Still.
Even
They're
over Tampa Bay?
yeah.
Tampa Bay's trash.
Yeah.
That's yeah. I mean, look, you had a if I'm correct, Hugh Jackson was added to help that team, and you play your former team,
Hugh Jackson helping anybody is a cute joke.
and you didn't help anything. Your team got smacked, and Andy Dalton's now out for the season, and Jeff
Yeah.
Driscoll's in that quarterback. I mean, that team's a mess. Maybe getting AJ Green back could help a little, but other than that, this is a lost season. And I think it's kind of funny because Marvin Lewis they supposedly brought in Hugh Jackson to take over for Marvin Lewis, and I don't know how either of those two's options are, knowing that because I don't know if Cleveland will fire their head coach the way they've been. I mean, they've been looking really good since firing Hugh. I mean, yeah, they've lost games, but I mean, they've
But
looked
I
a
mean,
little
you see it a
better.
lot now. Sometimes when coaches get fired and they bring in a temporary guy, it gives the whole team a lift. So
Yeah.
I'd like to see how this continues for the Browns.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying this because if I'm a GM, I want to wait for the end of the season, and I'm going to go to, is it Norman, Oklahoma, if I'm correct?
For which college?
Oklahoma.
Sure.
Let me find out. It's no,
I
let's see
have
this.
no
No,
idea.
I have to find out. But you either go, if I'm a GM this year and my team is not playing well, I am driving or
At the
flying
Packers.
my happy ass to the University of Oklahoma, and I'm looking for Lincoln Riley, and I'm like, here's all the
It is
monies.
in Norman,
Norman,
Oklahoma.
yeah, here's all my monies. Come over and take over for us. Either that or I look at it. Maybe if you're a team that's not so doing so well on offense, but your defense is good at the Buffalo Bills, I still think that the Bills defense is going to be really good if they just their offense. Maybe you go to Cliff Kingsbury now that he's been fired. Or Paul Johnson. Maybe the triple option could work in the NFL. I kid. But yeah, Cleveland is starting to look good. Baker's been playing really well these last few weeks. I mean, 19 for 26, 258 yards and 4 touchdowns. Nick Chubb has been playing really well. Yeah, he's been scoring touchdowns, and had an impressive catch on Sunday, mothed somebody. And David Njoku, his touchdown catch was if you haven't seen it yet, go see it because it was really funny. That man, oh man, the touchdown. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch that game.
Oh no, I mean I had Red Zone on, but yeah, basically he was, if I remember correctly, he was just like carried into the yeah he was carried into the end zone by his by like his players by the Browns. Basically he got stuck by a Bengals player, and then one of the O linemen came in and had to help him get in. It was cool, but yeah, the Browns are looking good, and who knows, maybe I win this bet of ours.
You might. Dolphins,
One
I
a
thought they had the
yeah
Colts.
One, hey man, one
Well,
game
might as well go
back.
to that game next.
Yeah, one game back. Oh, well, a game and a half. I don't know. The tying is weird.
Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of the Dolphins and the Colts beat the Dolphins 27-24 as a last minute Adam Vinatieri field goal. Vintage Vinatieri.
Good to see that the old guy's still getting his kicks in.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill came
Poor Dolphins,
back.
man. I thought Tannehill would have it in him.
You know who's the most confusing player in the NFL for me?
Ryan Tannehill.
Nah, Kenyon Drake, because he had two
Oh.
touchdowns this game, 8 rushes, 32 yards, and a touchdown.
No, he's in the same situation. I think Aaron Jones was earlier in the season. Just give him the ball.
Yeah, but Mike McCarthy's going to get fired.
I'll get into that
Gaze,
later.
Adam Gase probably should, but it's the Dolphins.
I'll get into the Packers later.
The Dolphins haven't been competent since that season 10 years ago where they won a division? Or was that the Bills?
That was the Jets.
That was the Jets. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm thinking the Miami Dolphins. They haven't been competent since like the Marino days, so
yeah, pretty much.
But Dolphins are slipping, and the Colts have been playing really well. The Colts on offense have been pretty good. Andrew Luck has been
5 consecutive wins for the Colts.
Yeah,
Andrew Luck's playing really good.
Yeah, earlier in the season he struggled, but maybe it was just a little rust. He hadn't played in some time. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers
I hope no one wastes their time watching.
27-9. I don't know how they kept. I mean, look, you have to be really bad on offense to be held to 9 points by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And good to see Jameis Winston not get subbed out at halftime. 29 for 38, 312 yards, and 2 passing touchdowns. Mike Evans a beast, but I don't understand this team, man. I really don't. I already went on a tangent on them last year. I know the San Francisco 49ers are rough, but that's because they lost 2 of their best players. So this season has just been basically seeing what you have on your team anyways. But other than that, Tampa Bay holding you to 9 points means that you need to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, what is wrong with me?
Both these teams are just a mess.
Yep. The Los Angeles Chargers defeated the Arizona Cardinals at a neutral site game 45-10. Even though the Cardinals lost the battle, the Chargers lost the war because they lost Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon has been really good this year. I mean, he's just been a beast for them, and he's out for a few more weeks. He's out with an MCL injury now. I don't remember what his exact injury was a few weeks ago, but it says sore knee. Yeah, I'm looking for what his old injury was, but yeah, I mean Austin Eckler's all right, but I mean look, 802
he's
yards,
no Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, 802 yards, 9 touchdowns. I mean he's a big help for Phillip Rivers, who's been having a solid season and a great game.
Speaking of Phillip Rivers, 1 incompletion.
He went 26 straight passes completed, I think.
I believe
25
or 26. It was 25.
20 for 29, 259 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, just great game from him. The Chargers, it's going to be interesting because look, they're realistically still in position to win the AFC West or the AFC in general. They could still be a 1 seed. They're 1 game out.
They could.
But losing Melvin Gordon isn't going to help you.
It's not helpful. They still have to go win in Kansas City, which is a tough task.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if they could do it.
I personally don't think they can.
Yeah, I don't think they can, but I think that if you have Melvin Gordon, your chances are higher.
Definitely.
Who knows?
Austin Eckler's not Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Melvin Gordon comes back in time to help them for the Kansas City game. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. But the Chargers, I mean, look, I think that they're probably the most underrated team. And not underrated in a way because their record shows it. But I think that they're just not being talked about enough, at least in my opinion.
They're not. Nobody's talking about the Chargers.
Like, everybody knows about the Patriots. Everybody knows about the Chiefs. I mean, Houston's been playing well, and
everyone knows about their 8-game winning streak.
Yeah, but everybody knows about New Orleans, the Rams, the Chiefs. I mean, I already said the Chiefs and the Bears. All these teams are playing really well, but at the same time, the Chargers are winning games and they haven't even. I don't know if they've gotten back their best defensive player yet.
Bosa did play this weekend.
Well, he finally, and he's back. But the thing is that they're 8. I mean. You finally get your best defensive player back. You lose your offensive player, but I think that's just This team has just been very underrated. Like you're they're dude, they're fourth in points allowed on defense, and you get a
Their
boost in
defense
there.
was their strong suit coming into the season. Casey Hayward's a great corner. Derwin James, I think, should win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, look, top 10 in offense, top 10 in defense. Basically, they're a well-rounded team that's just not getting talked about. And
You could easily compare this team to the Bears. Same record, around the same rankings.
just not the same
Not
attendance
quite.
at games.
Not same attendance, nowhere close.
That's I guess that's why maybe because it's like the Chargers are good, but you have to be there to see them. You wouldn't know
Yeah, pretty much.
if you're not seeing them. So, but yeah, I think that the
Yeah.
Chargers losing Melvin Gordon's a big loss. So we'll see where they go from here. Hopefully Melvin Gordon comes back in time. And I mean if he I mean they play the Steelers, Bengals, Chiefs, so and the Ravens. So this could be the Bengals is a bye week basically, but a tough
Essentially,
four.
yeah.
Yeah, I
And
mean
that's a tough one half of football they'll have to play.
yeah, I mean they got three games that are gonna be tough. So who knows? We'll see what happens. But yeah, I think that they're a very slept on team. Now moving on. The Denver Broncos beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-17, and
The only thing I have to say about this game is it's both about Big Ben. One, he threw the ball 56 times.
I didn't get to watch this game, but
I watched parts of it.
yeah.
He threw the ball 50. I've never seen somebody throw the ball 56 times before.
Andrew Luck threw it like 60 times 3 weeks straight.
Really?
Yeah, and let me I'll
What
look it
was
up.
this?
I'll look it up if you're because you're saying you're going to say something about Ben, so
The other thing in his post-game interview, he's talking about how he wanted to go to Juju. He wanted Antonio to do this, trying to blame other people again for his bad interception. I mean, nobody's forcing him to throw the ball there. If you don't like what you see, throw it to the ground, throw it at a receiver's feet. But you threw a ball that got picked off by a nose tackle. If he didn't get it, Chris Bradley Roby was going to intercept that ball.
I did watch that part, and I was mad because James Conner, I need him in my fantasy team, but that's just selfish intentions. I found your so I found it. Between weeks two or not between weeks two and three. Sorry, I'm this it's not this is doesn't have the weeks, but against Houston and New England, against Houston he threw it 62 times, and against New England 59.
Damn,
I guess this is
they're
what.
really trying that shoulder.
Yeah, they were like, let's see if we can just unleash him. But yeah, no, Ben. I did read that, and I mentioned it to y'all, but I just really find it weird how somebody can be judging other players and say that he's earned the right to criticize other players when you've thrown 10 touchdowns and 9 interceptions on the road. Road
Yeah,
Ben is back.
it would be
462
back big
yards,
time.
one touchdown and two picks, and that one pick at the end of the game was horrible. No other way to
Oh,
put
yeah.
it. It was horrible.
It
Like
was
you said.
terrible. Awful. It was all exactly like the pick he threw against the Patriots.
I
In
mean,
the end zone at the two, why are you running against an 8-man box? Why are you running flat routes across the front of the end zone? That's never gonna work.
look, this
You
plays a
throw a
little.
fade or you throw nothing.
Look, let's face it, man. Ben Roethlisberger, for the quarterback that he's been, is very. I think he's a very privileged quarterback because
Yeah.
I think it was 2012 or 2011. That incident is nowhere to be found these days, if you remember what incident I'm talking about. It was
I
the
know what you're
motorcycle
referring to.
accident, and then there's the
Yeah.
other incident that we're not going to talk about.
Yeah. The
But,
other non-descript one.
yeah. But, and if you want to look it up, go ahead. I'm not going to go into it. But he's had some of the most talented players on his team. Hines Ward, Santonio Holmes. He's had talent before this. Now, and you know what? And since I guess this era, since the Le'Veon Bell era, because that's how I
You
Antonio
classify
Brown
it,
was
yeah.
that's how I classify it, because I think that the Steelers were already solid before Le'Veon Bell, but I think Le'Veon Bell, now you have two all NFL players. You have him, Martavis Bryant was good, right? I think Martavis Bryant has been solid. Le'Veon, Martavis Bryant, Antonio Brown. Those guys, when Martavis Bryant was in his, when he was on his shit, that man was a good number two. That offense was lethal.
He was.
And you have how many Super Bowls to count for it? None. You've won one Super Bowl, two Super Bowls in your career, right? Both of them, defense got you there.
Yeah.
Defense got you there. And then now you want to complain about accountability? Your ass can't even play on the road. You take Ben Roethlisberger to a road game, he's going to suck it up. Somebody else has to save his ass. Antonio Brown has to save his ass.
Yeah.
I just find it funny how he wants accountability. And you know what? Fine. 462 yards, great. You know what? It doesn't matter if you throw a losing pick. You're right there for the taking. You're right there for a bye week. You're right there for a bye week. Your team is still lethal. You're right there tied for the like one seed.
Ben Roethlisberger gets away with a lot. This isn't just me trying to defend an Aaron Rodgers, but can you imagine if Aaron Rodgers came out, you know, messed up on the last play of a game, came out and tried to blame other people? You know what the media would do to him? They'd crucify him for it.
When you're the GOAT, it kind of helps. Well, you're one of the GOATs. But
it's just he gets away with a lot, and I don't like
Ben. But what I'm saying is, like, Ben has some of the most talented players. You lose Martavis Bryant, who comes in, Juju Smith-Schuster, a talented receiver, steps right in and basically looks like a number one receiver. You have two number one receivers. If Le'Veon Bell plays for that team, that's three number one receivers on your team, and you're still complaining about accountability. That James Washington drop, fine, I get that, but everything else, man. James, I don't know what man was doing. That man jumped for a ball that...
You should be counting on James Washington in the first place.
That man jumped for a ball that just take two more steps and you're right there. But I don't know, man. Ben has all the tools to win. Ben has all the players. He's been blessed with... You lose Le'Veon Bell, what do you have next? Another stud running back.
Yeah. He needs to take responsibility for his own actions at some point. Somebody needs to get on him about it.
And you know what? Maybe it changes. Maybe they beat New England and everything changes. Our outlook on the Steelers changes.
I don't see that happening. They're not beating New England.
Well, it's at that home, so that's what changes it for me. I always say that New England in it's home Ben, first of all, and maybe it could change anything, but hopefully New England goes in and wins that. But the Steelers, man, we could see them play a wild card game this year. Yep. Not only that,
definitely.
We will. Hey, I'm not saying anything yet. We could see them even play away.
Yeah.
And who knows? Who knows where it goes there? But if they have to play away an away game, because I mean the Chargers are one game behind, and they play each other next week.
The Chargers are a half game ahead of them.
No, but I mean a wild card wise, because they're the wild card spot. So if they win their game, they're still. I mean, look. Sadly, the NFL doesn't work like that. I wish it did, but I mean, the Chargers. If they get Melvin Gordon back for that game, it could be a great game. But I don't know, man. The Steelers. There's a chance you might lose in the second round again of the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There's a chance you may lose in the first round, depending who you play.
Yeah. If they get the Chargers, man, or maybe, you know what, this may even be a stretch. Hell, right?
Maybe even the Colts.
I was about to say, this is a stretch. You may even catch the Colts. Who knows? Who knows? They'll push you. But yeah. And Denver is now they're kind of in the playoff hunt. They're a game off of Denver in a way, I think. Yeah, they're 6-5.
We spent enough time on this game, I think.
But I was just saying, like, Denver, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Could sneak into the playoffs. Moving on.
Benefit of this year.
Yeah. The Minnesota Vikings on Sunday Night Football defeat the Green Bay Packers 24-17. I hate Dan Bailey. he lost me my fantasy game. I might not even make the playoffs because of him. But that's I kind of watched that game. But I feel like you probably watched it more than I did. I thought it was going to be a shootout after, like, the first quarter because it just seemed like Davante Adams and was getting wide open on every single pass, and Xavier Rhodes hasn't looked good that much this year. He's also been injured. And, it just seemed like same with Thielen and Diggs. They were both looking good. So, you got anything to – you probably have a lot more to say than I will.
I'll say my piece won't be on to Monday night. Rodgers, again, didn't look great. He looked frustrated again at this non-inventive, boring, lackluster, outdated, pathetic excuse for an offense. Aaron Jones had a decent game. The defense struggled mightily again. They got their good one or two stops, but the only players of quality out there are still Blake Martinez, Jaire Alexander, and Kenny Clark. And, oh yeah, it's time for change. Cliff Kingsbury, Lincoln Riley, get one of them.
I'm not even saying that Green Bay needs to. If Green Bay could just get Kingsbury at OC, man.
On Bay,
Whew.
they don't need to change head coaches. If they can just get Kingsbury,
Just tell
Lincoln Riley at coordinator,
just one of
get it.
those,
He's your
and tell
guy.
McCarthy to just move. Just go do
McCarthy,
something else.
sit there and look pretty while you're eating your Whataburger.
Man, those Big 12 offensive coordinators with Aaron Rodgers. Oh,
Or even
oof.
better,
I'm salivating right now.
fire McCarthy, fire Joe Philbin. God, why did we ever bring him back? Bring in Lincoln Riley as the offensive coordinator. Bring in the Baltimore Ravens Harbaugh as the head coach. I don't know if it's John or
It's
whatever.
John. It's John.
John
John.
Harbaugh as the head coach.
Or is it Jim? I'll
Please.
check. I don't know
Oh.
why. I forget.
It's Oh my God, if we got Harbaugh as the head coach, Lincoln Riley as the offensive coordinator. Oh man.
It's Jim. No, it's John. Sorry. I don't know. I got distracted by the fact that when I typed in the words Jim, all I got was the first thing I got from Wikipedia was Jim Halpert.
If the Packers bring in Harbaugh as the head coach and Lincoln Riley as the offensive coordinator, give it a week. You bring a black light into my room, it's gonna look like a rave.
Jesus
I don't even
Christ. All right.
Fire McCarthy. Free
Moving
Aaron
on.
Rodgers. Free Aaron Rodgers. It's no longer free Aaron Jones, it's free Aaron
No longer
Rodgers.
free. All right, moving on. The
369, what?
Okay. The Houston A
Sorry.
He's either going to get 30 years of prison or he has to
Stupid.
snitch. Yes, that exactly.
Stupid.
The Houston Texans on Monday Night Football.
Tommy.
Dun 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 dun.
Shitty game. Dun 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 dun.
win
Boring game.
34 to
Boring game.
17. And I mean the Tennessee Titans. I mean Marcus Mariota 22 for 23, 303 passing yard, 300 yards and two touchdowns. Kudos to him for giving us the great value version of Philip Rivers' performance.
Yeah.
Hey man,
22
it's
of them.
at least you tried.
Yeah.
And then Deshaun Watson played well, 19 for 24, 210 yards and a touchdown. Well, Lamar Miller had 12 rushes, 162 yards, 13 and a half yards a carry, a touchdown. And that touchdown was on a 97 yard run. Good to see that he actually remembers how to run, because that
Yeah,
man,
haven't been seen it this season.
nope. Okay, I remember seeing this stat where it said that he went from 15th to 8th in rushing yards in the NFL, and rush in the rushing leaders leaderboard just off that run, and I'm just kind of impressed. I want to know where Derrick Henry is on that list. That's what I want to know.
Oh, so how many people are on that list? Add 10 to that. That's where he should be.
But yeah, I mean the Texans are looking good. They
They do look good.
are looking good. And in their last, after beating the Colts 37 to 34, the most points they've allowed is 23 points. I mean, this team is balanced. I mean, their offense is looking good. Deshaun Watson has been playing solid, and I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is still one of the best receivers in the league. But their defense has been playing well. 8th in yards allowed, 11th in passing yards, 7th in rushing, but 5th in points allowed.
Yeah, I
That's a
mean
good
it's
team.
8 wins in a row. It's a really good team.
I'd
They're
be
definitely
scared.
vying for that number one spot.
And Hayden might have been right. Ew.
Ugh.
But yeah, I mean, look, they're a scary team. They're a scary team. You don't want to face them right now. They're in a streak. They're looking good. And I mean, after that rough start in the beginning, yeah, they could be legit. I mean, they're one game off of the Patriots for the second seed. I don't know why I
There you
can't
go.
talk. They're a game off the Patriots I mean, no, they're tied with the Patriots. Sorry, I don't want to say the game off.
They're tied.
Because they won their head-to-head. But they're a game off the Chiefs. So, realistically, we're going to see them wild card weekend. But there's a chance, a small chance, that we could have to wait a week into the playoffs to see the Houston Texans play a game.
We spent enough time on the week one review.
Yep. And now to the bye week, the Chiefs and Rams were on the bye. So, sorry.
On to the segments.
Yeah. I'll start off real quick with this. Do forgive me. I almost started off really badly with the segment, but now it's time for our That's a Lot of Damage Players of the Week, not presented by Phil Swift or Flex Tape, Flex Heel, Flex Cover, any of the Flex family of products. So for me, my player of the week had to be Juju Smith-Schuster, 13 receptions for 189 yards, including a 97-yard touchdown, which was just like his one against Detroit last year, and a touchdown. So, I mean, yeah, he played really well. Sadly, Ben will probably get mad at him for not making it a 98-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
So... I mean, good play, but I honorary mentioned, this is just me, Amari Cooper, 8 for 180 and two touchdowns. I think that he's helped Dak tremendously, and he's been
more than impressive.
Yeah, he's rebounded, and this is coming from somebody who didn't think who didn't think Dak Prescott was far better than Derek Carr. So,
I mean, I still don't believe it.
You think Derek Carr's better?
Yeah.
It's John Gruden. Has John Gruden been fired yet? Not at all. Hey, hold up. Before we move on, John Gruden is still owed $61,619 and counting. So, hey, he's earned almost $9 million for doing nothing. Moving on to your player of the week.
I already said it once, but Christian McCaffrey, doing it through the air, doing it on the ground. That sounds terrible, but getting it done for the Panthers in a loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Ugh. Ugh.
You're just hurt.
I hate both those teams, dude. I was cheering for a tie.
That's... Oh, he scored two touchdowns? So...
Yeah.
Two on the ground, more like two by land, but one by the Seahawks. I'm so sorry for that. I'm so sorry for that horrible joke.
I hate you.
If somebody left us a 1-star review, it's fully deserved. Hey.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was bad.
That joke was not revered.
Let's leave that in the past and continue with the show.
Yeah, 1770 something. Moving on. Hey, just like that joke, these teams are garbage teams.
Oof. Starting off hot. Number one, the Raiders. I mean, I think Dak Prescott is worse than Derek Carr, but he certainly hasn't played like it. Derek Carr is playing terribly. Their defense is awful. I'll just stick with Derek Carr as the reason they're number one. He's played terrible. Number two on this list, pulling a Stephen A. Smith here, is also the Raiders. They have no wide receiving core to speak of. Brandon LaFell, Seth Roberts. Jared Cook is their best pass catcher. And probably second best is Jalen Richard. This is a rough time. Did no receivers. This is not a receiver-heavy draft. Ugh. Number three. It's the Las Vegas Raiders, soon to be.
Oh,
the
man.
Fact that they may not have a stadium next year.
I forgot about that. And the team's not even going to get a lease on the stadium in Oakland.
Oakland doesn't want to give them a lease. They can't get a lease in L.A. Their Vegas stadium isn't going to be ready for another 3 years. They don't know what they're going to do.
The Santa Clara Raiders. Book it. I'm down for this.
The Santa Clara Raiders. The Raiders making their appearance at number four. They don't have a defense. They drafted Gerrion Conley early in the first round a few years ago. Guess what? He sucks. They drafted Obi Melifonwu to be their future free safety in the second round that same year. guess what? He's on the Patriots.
Hey. Word of Boom. We'll make a start
a few years ago, a legendary defense known as Legion of Boom won a Super Bowl by obliterating the Broncos. One of their star linebackers went to the Raiders. Remember, because he's irrelevant now because he sucks.
Alden Smith. Bruce Irvin doesn't deserve that kind of respect.
Bruce Irvin. Alden Smith.
Don't have to bash
drug and criminal issues. The Raiders gave him a chance. Guess what? He's not in the league anymore. Their D-line. What D-line? They have no linebacking core. They don't have a secondary. This is like the Packers defense from 2 years ago, but worse. That's what that unit is. It is awful. Can you name me one quality pass rusher?
I didn't know that the Oakland Raiders had a defense.
Can you name me a player with a sack on that team?
Have there been any offensive linemen that have accidentally brought down Derek Carr?
I can't name one.
Oh. Yeah, I can't think of anybody.
I can't name unless Bruce is it Bruce Irvin? Bruce Irvin?
Wait, Bruce don't Irvin? They only have hold on. I'm gonna look this up. If I remember correctly, they barely have any sacks.
I can't imagine they do.
Like three, I think Khalil Mack had more sacks than them. I'm gonna have to look this up. I have to look this up. All right, hold up. Let me see if I can.
I might as well say my number five team, also being the homeless Raiders. It's just a mess. You guaranteed your head coach a decade-long contract and a $100 million salary.
Oh, they have 10 sacks. Which
by whom? Me?
I'm not going to look it up, but I'm going to look up the sack leaders in the NFL right now. Aaron Donald, 14.5 sacks.
What a beast.
Daniel Hunter of the Minnesota Daniel. Vikings. Daniel, sorry. 11.5. J.J. Watt, 11.5. Chandler Jones, 11. Von Miller, 10.5.
coming in at tied for fifth.
Coming in at ten. No, coming out at tied for fifth. Well, 10.5. This good old fingerless Jason Pierre-Paul.
What? He has 10 sacks? He has more sacks than fingers.
Yo! Oh my gosh! Oh man!
1.5 sacks for each finger.
Oh man!
As our demonstration has shown, the Raiders are awful. And they're number five.
I was gonna because
I'm not done with this rant yet. Yeah, they gave John Gruden total autonomy, $100 million in a decade. So far, he's taken them from a 14-2 team. To probably their number one draft pick.
Well, they were like 4-12 or 16 last year.
They were 14-2 a few years ago.
I know, yeah, but Derek Carr got injured and
whatever.
They were like 2 years ago. Yeah,
he's terrible. I still have faith that he can draft well, but I'm not seeing success for this team anywhere in the near future.
So I was gonna say that because I was like, where is he going once you said the Raiders at two? Because I'm like, you know what? Tampa Bay isn't good, but at least their offense can
with
put
honorable
up points.
Mention being the Jets, who have nothing, the Bucks, who have nothing, the Cardinals. Hey, you got a Jewish quarterback. Good for you. You also have nothing.
Hey, hold up. I'll make a case. Jamal Adams is nice.
Jamal Adams is low-key real nice.
And then the Arizona Cardinals, they do have probably one of the best running backs in the league if they actually learn how to use him.
Yeah.
David Johnson is very good. That's and the 49ers and that like the reason I realized that you probably didn't include me. Also, the 49ers have in the future Jimmy G and Jerick McKinnon are gonna be back.
Yeah.
So well, that right, was...
just to recap for everybody, the teams who forgot how to play football list. At number one, the Raiders. Number two, the Raiders. Number three, Las Vegas. Number four, Oakland. And number five, homelessness.
I thought we settled that four is Santa Clara. The future Santa Clara Raiders.
Yeah, we'll do that. Then number six being the Jets. Seven is the Bucks. Eight is the Cardinals. And then nine is the Giants. All right. And now I'm adopting the segment from Johan of the MVP rankings because he's too lazy to do them.
Absolute facts. I'm not even going to lie.
Coming in, no, I'm just going to make it short and sweet. Number one, Drew Brees.
Not going to argue here.
Drew Brees, you can't argue. Number two, Patty Mahomes. Yeah. I think those two are indisputable.
Yeah.
I could see people interchanging them for one and two, but they're indisputable. Number three, I had a real struggle with between who would be at number four and who I did put at number three, being Todd Gurley. I just figured this team revolves around him. I feel like if he doesn't do good, I wouldn't trust Jared Goff to carry the team 100%.
Well, he didn't do much in the Chiefs game, but I think...
I mean, I think
that
was
more of a necessity that you need. Like
the way I see it,
you weren't facing a threatening defense, is what I'm saying, I guess, for that game.
Todd Gurley, I think, is really the soul of this Rams team, which is why I put him at number three.
Yeah.
Number four, I put Phillip Rivers having a career season. Okay, one incompletion, 45 points put up against the Cardinals. Well, it's no defense, but
45 is a lot.
He's having a stellar season, leading the Chargers to an 8-3 record. Number five, I really tossed with this one. I put two people at five.
So 5A and 5B.
Yeah, 5A. I'll put Jared Goff. I mean, again, he's slinging it around. He's looking like he was worth that number one overall pick. The kid looks good. Sean McVay is a handsome man.
And he's a head coach, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And then number 5B, I debated putting this guy higher, but I'll settle with 5B for now. Andrew Luck I think is the best season of his career so far. Five straight wins has single-handedly brought this team into playoff contention from the 1-5 gutter.
I think I would switch. I think that the way he's throwing it this year, I mean, he's that Indy team has been horrible without him, and I think it's really good to see that he's been playing well, and it's good to see that his shoulder hasn't hindered him.
Yeah, looks like that extra time off really helped.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna do this again, man. If I had to throw in somebody as a dark horse candidate, if it happens, if the Seahawks somehow went out, I'm gonna say Russell Wilson, because Russell Wilson isn't even. He's not. It's not that he's even having to throw much because they run the ball so much, but he's just extremely efficient with the ball. That man is and makes crazy plays and has basically led that team. Even though, like I said, they run the ball, he's been leading that team to victories. So
Russell Wilson has been stellar this season.
Yeah. All right.
These rankings have been brought to you by the LGBTQAIPRETARTED. So blessing for Equality Month, whenever that is.
What was that? I don't even know what you just said. No, these rankings.
The LGBTQAIPRETARTED.
Ah.
Izzy.
These rankings are brought to you by Dwight Howard.
Okay. Oh, no. Speaking of the LGBT.
Hey, we're not here shaming. He's good with whatever he likes to do. It's just. Hey, man, if you're out here making death threats.
Brought to you by Lowe's New Home of Craftsman.
Yeah, I was just going to say, hey, man, if you're going to threaten to kill people because you don't accept what you are, it's not on me.
Dude, the Twitter memes coming out of that whole thread are amazing.
Hey, I don't want to speak on it anymore. We're a NFL podcast for now.
Johan, I encourage you when you're editing this to go back and listen to the acronym I said. You just write it down on paper and look at it for a second, just when you're editing.
I'll try to. All right. So these rankings are brought to you by nobody. They're absolutely trash.
Terrible.
The unofficial Hayden
Power. They're
brought
to you by whackness.
Power rankings that he sent to us because he decided to be a responsible student.
These rankings are brought to you by your creepy neighbor.
At number five. The Houston Texans. a bunch of cupcakes. Oh, and there's some analysis by him. It's like a sentence or two.
No, we don't need that.
No, I'll just look. I'll give it to him. I'll let him do it. All right, the Houston Texans.
Give it to him.
Hey, shut up.
Ew.
I'm not. No.
All right, Dwight Howard.
Ugh. Chill, Dwight Howard was a 6'11 bottom, according to the dude who said it. Hey, all right. Oh, man.
Please don't flag us. We love everybody. I'm a Jew. We advocate peace. Continue, please.
Don't.
Don't say it. Continue. We need to get through this before we make any more offensive jokes.
Free Palestine. All right. A bunch of cupcakes are left on their schedule with the exception of the Colts, which is a home game. 13-3 or 12-4.
The
12-4 is extremely likely. My bold prediction may come close. All right, Hayden.
I call Gal Gadot on you.
I'm not going to say I wouldn't be okay with that.
Well, okay. Me neither.
Hey, man. DCEU. They're lost, but they have a
Rule
good
34.
One. Oh, man. Okay. The New England at number four, the New England Patriots. Tough games against the Vikings and Steelers are left on their schedule. They need. He capitalized all caps on the word need. To beat the Steelers for a chance at the 2 seed. A loss might drop them to the 4 seed. Coming at number 3, the Kansas City. Wait, were you going to say something?
Bitch, it's little baby.
The Kansas City Chiefs. The 1 seed is still looking very likely for the Chiefs. The Chargers game is the most important game left for them. Coming in at number 2, the New Orleans Saints. The hottest team in the NFL has a pretty tough schedule down the stretch. With the Steelers, Cowboys, and 2 games against the Panthers. Probably need to win out to get the 1 seed.
Wait, I thought he was talking about tough games. Why are the Panthers in there?
Oof.
6-5?
And at number 1, the Los Angeles Rams. I wouldn't be surprised if they get the 1 seed in the NFC. Only tough game is at the Bears. An at sign? Really, Hayden? 51 is possible. So, just to review. At number 5, the Texans. Number 4, the Patriots. 3, Chiefs. 2, Saints. Rams, 1. And those are Hayden's trash rankings, provided by no one. All right.
We need Hayden here to balance off these offensive jokes.
Yeah. Hayden, if there's one thing we missed you for, it was that.
It was nothing.
Nothing, yeah. You're right. I regret nothing, as you used to say in the beginning.
I regret nothing.
All right. So, moving on to Pigskin Pick'em.
These horribly offensive jokes were brought to you by Lowe's. I'm a craftsman.
Man, I don't know if you want those brought to you by Lowe's. I'm not going to say anything. All right. So, oh my gosh.
Damn, you're right.
My pigskin pick'em. It's turned off.
I'll start us off and leave the pigskin pick'em. Starting off Thursday, November 29th, 8:20 p.m. on Fox. The Dallas Cowboys host the New Orleans Saints. Yay. Who you picking and why?
Okay, so New Orleans is a 7-point favorite. That's kind of crazy that they gave Atlanta a smaller line. Then again, they're not at home.
Yeah.
52.5-point over-under.
I don't think it's a contest, personally. I'm going New Orleans. In a game I expect to be decently close, I'm still going to pick about a 13-point game for the Saints.
New Orleans has the best run defense in the league, if I'm correct. Yeah, yes, number one.
They do. Cam Jordan's out there balling, so Sheldon Rankins, Marcus Davenport, all them boys.
My phone froze. That's nice.
Congratulations. You won.
Thanks. You're a winner.
So who are you going to pick?
You notice how there's a long silence in what I'm saying? I think they do it. I
hate you.
I think they do it.
You think the Cowboys are going to take them down?
I think you it just – I just like, need – I think
you
I just –
You sound like Hayden.
I think
it's either just, holding a gun to your head, Johan.
No. I think I just need this for the sake of hearing Stephen A. Smith saying, and just saying that they're an accident waiting to happen.
All right.
Now moving on. Aside, yeah, the Saints are winning.
1:00.
But okay, the Cowboys. Good. I do think the Cowboys will play them tough. They've been looking good these last few weeks. So I think that against their past defense isn't so hot. Maybe. Maybe Dak plays well against them, but Zeke could struggle, or Zeke could go off. Zeke is pretty good, so yeah.
Moving on, the Atlanta Falcons host the Baltimore Ravens.
Let's see. The Falcons are 1-point favorites at home. I'm going to take the Ravens on this. The Falcons at home should be able to score on that defense, but Falcons defense isn't that great. And yeah, I imagine that
this Ravens offense plays keep away, and the Falcons can't stop the run.
Yeah, they can't stop the run. And
all the Ravens can do with, between Gus Edwards and Lamar.
Yeah, I mean Lamar Jackson had 11 rushes when they limited Lamar Jackson's running this week. It seemed like he's supposed to stay in the pocket a lot more. And it was good, but only 11 rushing, only 11 carries. Only 11 is a lot for a quarterback. So yeah, I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens on this one. Interesting game.
Yeah. Miami Dolphins hosting the Buffalo Bills. This is I'm not going to waste my time with this. I'll take the Dolphins in a really close game.
Dolphins 4.5-point favorites at home. I'm going to take the Bills on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's foreseeable. I can see both of them happening. The New York Giants host the Chicago Bears.
So.
Yeah.
The Bears are going to win. I do think that probably Odell has a solid game. And that's it. I think that maybe Eli can throw on them. But
I was going to say that. But if Odell can't have a solid game against the Eagles. I don't.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I can't trust him to have a solid game against the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears. I guess if you want to say like their only struggle is in passing. So, I still think that the Bears win this. I mean, if Mitchell Trubisky's back, they'll probably even win it by more. But even with Chase Daniels, I think they'll be fine.
Right. Let's kick this thing into overdrive because I just looked at the time. Cincinnati Bengals hosted the Broncos. I'm taking the Broncos. That defense is disgusting, and I do not trust Jeff Driscoll at quarterback.
Hey, man, I don't trust any O'Driscoll. His last name's the
O'Driscoll. No, I hate you. Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
I get it. I'm not here for the fucking O'Driscoll, so I'm taking the Broncos.
All right, Houston Texans hosting the Cleveland Browns. The Texans are going to continue their steamroll to 9 wins.
I'll take them, too. Yeah.
All right, Lions hosting the Rams. It's not even a contest. Mm,
we could have skipped that one.
Yeah. Arizona Cardinals pack. Yeah.
Hold up. I did want to say that the Packers haven't been playing well.
No
shit. Packers have not been playing well. We know this. But 14-point favorites, the Cardinals are hot trash.
Yeah. And Indianapolis Colts playing at the Jaguars. I don't respect the Jaguars. Yeah.
I don't. And Blake Bortles isn't even starting anymore, so.
Yeah. Panthers at Buccaneers. I don't trust the Buccaneers.
I don't either. I'll take the Panthers on this one.
Nice.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Does Fitz come in second half?
No.
You think Jameis holds it up? All right, cool.
Yep, I do. Titans hosting the Jets.
I'm taking the Titans on this one.
I am too. That's going to be a very close game, though.
Mm.
Chiefs at Raiders.
Titans at home. Their defense should be able to hold the Jets. At all.
We're going to go ahead and skip the next game after the Chiefs are going to murder the Raiders.
Vikings-Pats. All right. Surprisingly, it's not the Sunday night.
I'm taking New England.
Yeah, 5-point favorites at home. I mean, I think it just I'm going to take New England on this one. But I do think that it'll be a competitive game. I think New England – I think Minnesota will be able to put up points against New England and It'll be a shootout. So, moving on, the 49ers face the Seahawks. Yeah, I'm going to take the Seahawks at home.
I will too. Not a lot of these games this week seem close.
No, not many. Chargers Steelers Sunday Night Football, 8-3 Chargers versus the 7-3-1 Steelers. If the Steelers lose, they're going to be a wild card team if they lose this game. Well, they're already a wild card team, but
I don't trust Ben against elite defenses. I'll say that right now.
I think that because they're at home, they could probably win this game. But
interesting.
If the Chargers win this game, I think I think it'll make that Kansas City Chargers game, that Kansas City Los Angeles game a lot more interesting, and I hope the Chargers win it because I would like to see those two play with bye week position in play. I'm gonna take the Chargers on this one. The loss of Melvin Gordon should affect them, but I think that Phillip Rivers, the way he's been playing against that defense, against the Steelers defense, who they're not that great, I think he'll be fine. And who knows, maybe Casey Hayward can shut somebody down. Who knows?
Hopefully shuts down AB.
Yeah. Redskins Eagles Monday Night Football.
Give me the Eagles. They're gonna rebound, but they're not gonna make playoffs.
Yeah, I was gonna say rebound's a weird word to use for that game. I'm gonna take the Eagles on this one. The Redskins were competitive with Alex Smith, and they were able to put up points against Dallas, but I think that they're just, yeah, this game shouldn't be too close. I think the Eagles win by 10 probably. What are you predicting the final score to be? I'm gonna say it's gonna be
Eagles gonna win by 7. By 7? Just a solid touchdown.
I'm gonna go the Redskins lose or the Eagles win 35-24. I said 10, but I'll find it nice.
All right.
Number. So yeah. That's it. That's this week's pod. Guys, thank you for listening. Tuning in this week. We thank you guys for your support. Thank you for listening to us. Hope you tune in next week. And have a great weekend. Enjoy some of the decent games that'll be on, because Lord knows there's some bad ones. So, yeah.